The Alaska Energy Authority held dozens of town hall meetings this spring looking for ideas on developing energy resources around the state. Tonight, officials will be in Petersburg taking public input, and in particular, they're hoping to hear about an electrical intertie between Petersburg and Cake. Jim Strandberg, the AEA's project manager for interties, says they want to find out the best way to approach the project.
There's one approach that could be taken here, which would involve the planned construction of a road between Petersburg and Cake. And DOT currently has in their planning the construction of a road. Our thought is that if we're able to combine the construction of an intertie with the roadway alignment, that we might be able to achieve some savings and also actually get the intertie built sooner to assist the city of Cake, which, of course, is in dire need for inexpensive power.
Strandberg says joining up the road and intertie projects is just one option on the table. The Energy Authority has a state appropriation of $2 million to pursue the power line. That money had been earmarked for a line between Alaska and British Columbia, but was transferred to the Cake-Petersburg line this year. Strandberg says the state hopes to fully design and permit the line with the money in hand. That would still leave the millions of dollars needed for building the 40 to 60 miles of power lines. Some prior estimates put the price tag as high as $35 million.
I think the next step is to select the route, make a decision on exactly how we're going to work the project, and then get going and actually do it.
Strandberg emphasizes that the state is still in the very early stages of planning.
We have not yet really begun the project, and we feel that one of the most important things we can do is to approach the communities involved and the stakeholders and sit down and talk about basic ways to approach projects such as this so that we get it right the first time.
Southeast Conference, a regional economic development organization, has commissioned earlier studies on the power line and looked at a number of different routes. One would cross the middle of Kupernaw Island with a submarine cable spanning Duncan Canal. Another would follow a route north of the Petersburg Creek Wilderness, connecting to Portage Bay and the Cake Road System. Robert Venables is the Southeast Conference's energy coordinator.
The Cake-Petersburg intertie, along with the Juneau-Hoonah intertie, has long been the top priorities for Southeast Conference. We've been working on these conceptually for the last 10, 15 years. We've done some planning and feasibility studies. We've definitely understood the need that the villages have had and the small rural communities. And I think there's growing awareness of that need. And so we're very pleased to see the governor and AEA partner and really commit some resources to make this a reality rather than just a concept. So the Cake-Petersburg study is right there at the top of the list.
Other Southeast Conference members are in town for the meeting, as are representatives from Cake. Mayor Henrich Kadaik says whatever route brings the power to town within the next 3 years will work for him. He's encouraged that things are finally happening on the project.
As far as I'm concerned, this project has gone further than it ever has in the last 40 years. I think that we've got people behind us. We've got the state behind us. We got, and even the people in our village is all for it, because we are suffering in the community of Cake.
Powered by high diesel fuel, Cake power customers pay at least 4 to 5 times the cost of cheap hydroelectricity available to residents of Petersburg. And Cake residents have repeatedly lobbied to hook up to Petersburg and Wrangell's main power source at Tyee Lake. But they have not always supported a road link to Petersburg. In fact, voters in 2003 voted against a road link between the communities. Kadaik says there is still opposition to a road.
But you know what? Most of them have come along, and we're hoping that by the time this project's off and running, that we'll have everyone on our side, because if we don't, we're going to lose.
Alaska Energy Authority representatives tonight also hope to hear other ideas about developing energy resources in the area and want to hear about what projects will not work for local residents. That meeting is tonight from 5 to 8 o'clock at the AMB Hall. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.